Just a moment, Mr. Boothroyd.
Yes.
Walter Reuther for the president on 9-2.
Hello?
Mr. President, Walter Reuther on 9-2.
How are you today?
Fine.
Great. You asked me to call you back about this Canadian-U.S. Border Commission.
Yeah.
And I've explored this with a number of key people, and we're all of one mind that if Soapy came back and would have the time, as he would have in that assignment, to really, you know, work at the political thing up here, it would be very good. It would strengthen the party. It would enable us to cut Romney down more nearly to size, and therefore everybody thought it ought to be done.
What would it do for Johnson? Would it strengthen Johnson?
Well, obviously, it would strengthen
I know you're going to look after yourself. And I know you're going to look after your workers, but who's going to look after me?
I'm thinking about
it. Are you going to look after me?
Absolutely.
All right, well, now tell him you get him to where he says that, and I'll do whatever you say.
Well, here's the point. Romney is obviously going to try to be the candidate on the Republican side. There's no doubt about it. His whole effort up here is shaping up in that direction.
Yeah.
And anything we can do to strengthen our effort here in Michigan in terms of the...
I'll do it. You just work out your program and fit me in on it whenever I need to.
Here's what I'd like to suggest. I talked to Soapy very briefly on the phone.
Yeah.
And he likes what he's doing, and he's very happy there. But I think he'll do this and do a good job. Understandably, he'd like to chat with you about it.
I'd be glad for him to, but I don't want to initiate, and I don't want to be in the position of shoving him out or encourage him, because I'm very happy, and I want him to leave all that group with me, because I don't want to take any more folks than I got in Los Angeles on my back now.
I understand that.
So you just tell him that if he wants to see me, he can see me anytime.
All right.
And you ought to tell him, you ought to tell him that this is what you all think, and I'll tell him whatever he wants to do is okay by me. And that if he wants it, that I'll back up and find another commitment and do a little transferring, and I'll do it. And I'll help him after he does it, and I think we ought to move in on him every time we get a chance and murder these damn Republicans.
Well, I think Soapy could do a better job cutting Romney down to size than anybody else. He had an assignment where he could have some time to work at it.
All right.
And I told him I would work with him on it.
All right. So what have you done? McNamara ran off on poverty yesterday and came out to see you. Had a 44-44 vote. You better be damn glad that I didn't lose it.
I know it.
Because I would have really operated on you and put it in my pocket and walked off if you're a senator. Walked off on poverty. You going to do anything out there on beautification while he's out there?
I think, gone back. He came out here on some purely personal family thing.
Yeah.
I never did run him down.
Yeah. All
I
right.
don't even know where the hell he is.
Right.
Now, I talked to Larry. And he's to be in touch with me on the beautification. I got my staff all set.
All right.
We're ready to go. We're really going to work.
Bill Fulbright's in here just belly aching all over the place, whining, raising hell about shipping wheat to Russia from Canada, and says that you and your damn maritime workers won't let us ship it from this country. And I
George Meany's maritime workers, not mine.
Huh?
George Meany's opposed to
Well, he said you were the active vice president of the AFL-CIO.
He knows Bill Fulbright, if he's there, he knows goddamn well my position on trade with him.
All right, here he is. He says howdy to you.
It's George Meany.
Hello?
How are you?
Who is this?
This is Walter Reuther.
Oh, my God, I didn't know who you
were. Up in Detroit.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
The president just saying I'm blocking the sale of wheat to Russia. I told him George Meany might be against it, but not me.
Well, I didn't think you were. I didn't know who he was talking to when he said that.
You know I'm not, because I sent you our position.
Yeah.
Our position is very clear. It's right down the line with what the president wants to do. But you tell him he's got some missionary work with George Meany.
Well, you know, I just think it's terrible. He's used tonight's paper. The French have sold him a million tons. The Canadians, $450 million worth. And here we sit here sucking our thumb, you know, and paying these people.
I agree. I think it's a
just terrible
scandal.
It's terrible, and though.
Well, why doesn't the president invite half a dozen top labor leaders over there next week and let's go to bat on him? I'm with the president and you all the way on this.
Well, good. I thought you would be. I didn't know who he's talking to.
Well, remember, you wrote me about this, and I sent you a very good statement on this.
Yeah.
which represents our position.
Yeah.
I'm opposed to giving them anything that'll make them strong in terms of military position, but goddammit, I'm for feeding the hungry everywhere.
And getting paid for it.
Exactly.
Now, that's what I think is terrible.
His side of the discussion.
I was also griping about this consular convention. I think that ought to be ratified, but we got in trouble on that.
Uh-huh.
Have you noticed that at all?
No, I hadn't.
Well, you have a chance, take a look at it.
I'll do that.
I wish you would. I think it's terrible. It's part of this whole picture, you know.
Sure.
And if we're not going to just aim for a world war, we've got to do a few of these other things.
Right.
Got
if everything else is academic, when we talk about peace.
Well, you saw what they did, the young Americans did with the Firestone case.
Yeah.
And
I think was a crime.
We're falling into their hands. You see, they're dictating our policies. We let them get away with it. Now the Liberty Lobby is doing the same thing with this consular treaty. And the Liberty Lobby and you've got just about as much in common as you know as day and night.
That's right.
They're just against everything you're for, and if they're going to get away with it, it only strengthens them.
Well, if we aren't careful, you know, one of these days, if the North Vietnamese are willing to sit down at a conference, these bastards will be opposed to that.
Sure they will. I think they would.
Sure, I don't think that. I think their theory is that we ought to destroy everybody who disagrees
that
with
us. That is exactly right. That is their theory.
And we know that what we have to do is to somehow live in a world of diversity.
Well, I agree with you. But we're not. We talk one way, and now we're beginning in little ways doing the opposite. In the actual fact, you see.
Well, you tell our friend there, if he's worried about the labor people's position, he doesn't have to worry about mine, and if he wants to call a meeting, I'll be in his corner on this all the way.
Good. I'll do it.
You tell him that.
Good. Well, I knew you would. I wish you were running more of
them. Well, one of the problems in the world.
Yeah.
You know, some people really are about yesterday, and they don't know when the hell to get out of the way, but this is a problem of the human family.
Yeah. Well, you're quite right.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
Nice saying hello to you.
Come down and see us.
I'll do that. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.